Moncrief on News Talk.
Now then, I'm happy to say we're joined in studio by Henry McKean, who's been looking at a new aspect of dating in Ireland, because everyone knows dating apps and social media and that kind of stuff can run out of road, I suppose you'd say. Singles are now looking for a new outlet to find love and make genuine connections. So singles runs are part of this. Interesting stuff, Henry.
Tom, absolutely. Really quite interesting. And just to say, I am married, but you still decided to send me on a singles run, which was fine because, you know, yeah. I'm curious.
But curious.
I don't know where to go with that. But yeah, singles run an after party. This is organised by your friend, my friend, or YFMF. And basically, if you're single, you wear black active wear or basically running gear. And if you're in a relationship, you wear coloured. And I was actually wearing a black jacket, but I was wearing a blue shirt and grey
pants. People.
I was confusing
married,
people.
Married but curious.
And afterwards, you settle down and there's live music and you have pizza.
Is this a long run?
Well, it's not even that long. It's just 5 kilometres. And it's in Harold's Cross there in a suburb of Dublin. And you meet up in the Peggy Kelly's basically beer garden and you have a drink afterwards. Before you're completely sober, you go out and you do this run in a group. And they don't run too fast. They're kind of a slow jog. And the idea is you kind of get to meet people. And as you said, it's so hard right now for single people to meet because the apps, people are getting bored of them. They want real, genuine connections with people.
It's a bit like, I don't know, those men shed groups that they say men yes. talk shoulder to shoulder. That if you're not, you know, if you're not going out to meet someone and face them,
you've got to see them, and there has to be some chemistry.
You're running side by side. Yeah. You're able to comment on the weather. You're able to comment on your, you know, whether
you can
it's
check out each other's physiques and everything.
I hadn't thought that far down the road. I was just trying to work out the kind of dynamics of are we shoulder to shoulder your ass going. You know, if we're shoulder to shoulder, you're not looking them up and down.
This is it. And you're running, running is a great leveler because everyone
bloody sure
is equal. But
it's not the most flattering leveler, though, is it?
Well, it can be sweaty.
You're red-faced.
And yesterday evening when we went out, it was raining as well. So you're sweaty. And saying that, at the same time, it is a great way
to
meet
me at my worst and still ask me out.
Well,
that's hoping. Yeah.
But yeah, I did get to meet Ali and Mo, who came out to find someone on the run.
Hi, my name's Mo. I'm just here just to meet up with people. I'd rather do it... like face-to-face and rather online. I feel like there's more of an interpersonal aspect that's kind of lost with people sometimes.
And are you looking for friendship or are you looking for love?
Maybe love, maybe friendship.
And yeah. Have you been before?
No, I haven't been here before, so it's the first time. And
any girl take your fancy so far?
I literally came in 1 minute ago. Just someone looking at me.
Yeah, well, there you go. There is a lady there.
Yeah.
And do you think running will bring you together?
It's a common thing. I don't really run too much, but it's something to just get involved with in an activity. You know, like in Ireland, it's always the revolving team when you're going out is always drink. So since of an aspect of a, you know, an adaptive change in new cultures and generations, there's rather a switch to maybe something more of a positive aspect because a lot of people I know, a lot of friends have... switched over from drinking to sports, or they go by community. There's a big resurgence in like Christian communities and stuff. I think that aspect of going out and not revolving something around drink is pretty good, pretty nice.
Hi, I'm Ali.
Ali, you're here at this special run. What brings you out with 100 other like-minded people?
In the lashing rain
For your friend, my friend.
Social exercise.
Have you been to one of these before?
I've been to one before, yeah.
So you're wearing black, but you're also wearing pink. So if you're wearing black, that means you're single.
You're single.
If you're wearing colours, it means you're taken. Are you taken? Are you single?
I'm single, but I've nothing black to wear on top, so I'm confusing to look at.
And what attracted you to find love in a run in the rain?
I guess I'm just a bit tired of the apps, you know, and I wanted to get back to meeting people in person and in-person chemistry.
And what's it like dating in 2025, in the summer of 25? what's it like being out there? I mean, I admit, even though that I'm married, coming to an event like this, it's quite daunting.
It is quite daunting. I think people are maybe a bit less open than, say, the last time I was single was 10 years ago. So they're a bit less open, I think, maybe because they're more dependent on the apps, I think, to be honest.
Very interesting. Are you married, Henry?
I am married, yes.
Well, you mentioned it a few times, yeah. I was just wondering, they seemed... You couldn't help pick up a few recurring themes here.
Yeah.
Get away from the drink, get away from the apps.
Absolutely. And they're looking for people over the age of 22. These are also available in Cork and Galway, not just Dublin. But it is daunting. It's really quite daunting for people, even for myself. As you mentioned, I'm married, nothing to lose. And about 20% of people don't show up. They kind of get cold feet. And I completely understand that. And they want 50 men and they want 50 women. And there's all backgrounds and shapes and sizes there too, and from all around the world. And believe it or not, Tom, the Irish were really quite shy. A lot of them didn't want to be interviewed. They didn't want to come on your program. I think they were just really quite shy. But the Americans now.
They're not shy. Americans,
they're not shy.
Not
the
shy.
Americans are not shy. They want to chat and they want to date. Here is an American from Boston.
So my name is Katie. I am here for the first time, but I moved to Ireland 8 months ago. I'm from the United States, so it's just a good way to get out, meet people, and see if I connect with anyone.
Have you been to an event like this before?
Never. You know, in Boston, I never had barriers to meeting people, but being just new to town, it's been a little bit more difficult, and I tried the apps. Not really for me. Need to sense the energy in person.
And are you sensing energy? There's a lot of running energy from about 100 men and women behind us. Anyone take your fancy, or is it too early yet?
You know, we'll have to see. I think, you know what, I'm excited to hopefully meet someone with a great sense of humor. So probably by the end of the run, I hope to hear a couple jokes and then hopefully someone will see.
So you want them to be funny? Do you want them to have a runner's physique or a rugby physique? Or is it all about humor?
Yeah, more of
humor?
A stockier type is good. So, but if someone can run a 5K, that typically means that they take good care of themselves. And that is attractive to me.
So you're hopeful that you're going to find love on this run around Harold's Cross?
Of course, of course. You always have to have hope. It's out there. If you don't have hope, it's what's even the point, right?
And your ideal man, who is he?
Oh, I like a tall, broad shoulder, again, like wider hips, like stockier type, hysterical, like kind of more life of the party, high energy, takes initiative, gets things done.
So, you know, it started off as, you know, stocky. She was happy with stocky. Yeah. And then it seemed to progress to needs to be reasonably fit. Then it was hilarious. You had to be hilarious. It needed to take control of things.
She wants a lot,
be the life.
She?
And but just, it was just incremental. It started off in this one thing. And then suddenly it was just an unending list of demands.
And why
and we
not?
We hadn't even finished the 5K.
No, and you know, she Katie had a great personality. She really did. And if she wants to find Mr. Perfect, she definitely can.
Yeah. You were saying you were very impressed by her smile. You thought she
did have a great smile. The Americans do. They have, this is why we have Hollywood, they have big jaws. I know you were talking about jaws a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
She had great teeth.
Do Americans have better teeth than Irish people?
I think we need to work on our teeth, including myself. My teeth could be better. I think it's the sweets and the lack of dental care.
It's noticeable, though, the Americans, I mean, not
they
theirs.
Have, they have great teeth, great
Very
teeth.
Good. So the organisers behind this.
Yeah, so it's a husband and wife team. Here is Samantha Keating, originally from Canada, who married Owen.
A run club is a great way to meet somebody. And so you're meeting 100 single people, all have similar interests. They're taking care of their bodies, like to get out, and they're all single. On a Wednesday night, you really have nothing better to do.
And for you, there's 100 people right now running around Harold's Cross. Someone's going to find love. Someone perhaps could start a family. Or because of you. What drives you to bring people together this way?
Well, I think exactly that. It's knowing that people's lives are changing because of these events. You know, they are out there building that community. Whether you meet somebody or not for a romantic connection, you're still building your community of friendships. And maybe through those people, you'll meet somebody. So it just gives you a good feeling inside that you're doing good for the community around you. There has been one engagement.
And wow.
Yeah, exactly. And so we have had quite a number of relationships already. And so our run club is, we say, if you're single, you wear black. If you're taken, you wear color. So it's always really nice to see people come in black, but then some weeks they'll come back in wearing color. So you know they've met someone and now they're taken.
And I'm confusing everyone because I'm wearing color and black. But I should be in color.
Yes, you definitely should be in color. So it's myself and my husband, Owen, who run the Singles Run Club. So we're always both in color, but mostly everybody else is in black.
So you think this is better than the apps?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Definitely. This is a great way to meet people. It's definitely better than the apps. There's no way to be catfish. There's no hiding behind filtered pictures or profiles. So you're just meeting like-minded people that are genuine and looking for connection.
It really does. When she goes through the stuff there, it really does sound like a lot of good sense, that there's less pressure involved. You're doing something that's just very enjoyable,
it's
whether you
relaxed.
Meet somebody or not.
Yes.
Yeah, very relaxed. Mm. None of that catfishing, no ghosting, none of those things.
Absolutely.
Listener there saying, I'm single. I'd be up for trying something like this. I have tried single nights, speed dating and pub quizzes. It's so hard to meet somebody in real life and the apps are just so soul-destroying and boring. Nothing boring about this, is there?
Well, bringing it to life, and absolutely, and I got to actually go on the run and they actually do run at a kind of, you know, a little bit fast, not too fast. You know, the rain kind of stopped and it was really quite pleasant. Here is Owen Keating, Samantha's husband.
I'm one of the co-founders of Your Friend, My Friend. We're essentially an in-person events company for single people.
So, Owen, we're here in Harold's Cross, and we've got about 100 people behind us. They're all quite young, probably between 30 and 40, if that's considered young, girls and boys. They're looking for love. Do you think they'll find love here on this jog?
Some of them will. Some of them will definitely find some connections, and then, you know, I suppose it's up to them to try and take that further and build on it and see if it develops into something more serious. But I think this is you're far more likely to meet someone in this type of environment than online.
And why do you do it? Why do you organise events like this? Are you a matchmaker?
No, I wouldn't say we're a matchmaker, but Samantha is definitely very passionate about it. But it just started organically with a speed dating event that just grew, and people were looking for more events, and we're really responding to the demand out there. So, but we really enjoy it. We love meeting people. Samantha loves organising and running events. I'm really helping her as much as I can. But it's definitely a passion project.
So, Owen, we're off. We're on this run now.
Yeah.
We're moving, and it's 5K.
5K. It's 5K at conversational pace.
So about this speed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're supposed to be chatting.
We're supposed to
each
be
other.
Yeah.
And finding love.
Or giving your best one-liner.
Right. Henry, give me your one-liner.
Ooh, I'm probably going to say something like, hi, my name's Henry. That's my one-liner. Tom, give me a one-liner. I know it's hard.
How are you? Tom from Ireland.
That's what you would
That's
say.
It. Yeah, handout. You have to have the handout ready to shake.
You wouldn't say, hi,
how are you, Tom from Ireland?
You wouldn't say
I think that
else?
Tells them all they need to know.
Tom from Ireland. That's
well, you're from Ireland. They know you're crack.
Yeah.
You know, they know so much about you straight away. That's just being from Ireland.
And that's worked for you. When you were chatting up the ladies. Could
that.
You not just say, hi,
Tom from Ireland.
I'm Hello. Tom and I'm in a band.
Just try it. Surely
that would get the ladies.
Try Henry from Ireland. Come on, just
hi, I'm Henry from Ireland.
Yeah, it wasn't the same. See me after class.
No, it's hard.
I didn't realise there was more to it than
the whole
that. I thought it was easier
thing.
Than that.
It's very
someone
difficult.
Is describing it as Listium Varna in Lycra.
Oh, I love that. Activewear.
And listen, you sounded like when you started the race there, you were in a little bit of trouble straight away.
I was puffing a bit, and I am in a running club, and I'm in a running club, but do I go much? No. And I need to, so I wouldn't be puffing away. But, you know, we came back, all the runners came back after this 5K run around the Harold's Cross area. And I got to meet some of the runners to see how they got on and did they find love. We start with Mo, and I asked, did he find anybody?
I met a lot of people. I talked to a lot of people. So it was
so promising.
Nice. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how the night goes on.
You're just back from the 5K. How did you find it?
Tiring. A bit, I thought it was a bit healthier than I was, but obviously not. So here I am.
So you're getting fit. Did you meet anyone as well?
Not yet, but the day is still young. So.
Was there any flirting on the run, anything at all?
It's hard to be flirty when you're sweating and you don't look your best, so.
Sam, the music has started, the vibes have started. I can feel the chemistry in the air. The runners are back.
Absolutely. When you do a run together, you've accomplished something together. So immediately when they get back, people are chatting, mingling. Now there'll be some pizza thrown out. They'll grab a few pints. And then who knows where the night can take them.
So on the run, all I met was, you know, your partner. And he said I needed to work on my one-liners. Is the best thing to do just to run along and say to a girl or a boy, hi, my name's Henry?
Of course. So we usually do a warm-up before the run. So in the park, we do a few stretches where you grab a partner that you don't know, do a stretch with them. So you get to introduce yourself to new people. And then on the run, it's just trying to keep up with somebody that you're interested in. So making sure you're at the same pace.
Ali, you're back from the run. Did you meet anyone?
I was chatting to a few lads, yeah.
And tell me the chat-up line. Who chatted up who?
Well, I'm fairly silent on a run, so they probably did the first talking.
So they just came over and said hello?
Yeah, we're all running, you know, so kind of running is a great leveler, you know.
Everyone is equal.
Everyone is equal. Exactly.
Or some are more equal than others
if they're fitter
yeah. and faster.
Yeah.
But there was good crack.
Oh, yeah, it was good, yeah.
Anyone take your fancy? Anyone you think, you know what, I could have a relationship with him?
I was really just trying to keep up with the group. But they're all very nice, yeah. No, I couldn't see my future husband now, but, you know, you can't really judge from a five-minute run or a 10-minute run. You can't really judge.
Oh, and the run is finished. We're back. That was quite daunting.
Yeah, it can be, absolutely. Initially, you're walking into a group of maybe 50, 60, 70 people by yourself, and you know, you're trying to figure out where your landing spot is, and that takes a fair bit of courage, you know. So we definitely tip the hat to everybody who shows up.
Katie, you're back from the run. How did you find it? Did you find love?
Oh, it was lovely. Some sparks were flying. Not in love just yet. So maybe someday soon.
You met someone.
A couple of people, yeah. Everyone here is very nice.
Did you get their numbers yet?
Not yet, but I have to go in for the clothes later.
Irish men, are they good at chatting up the ladies?
You know, they're great with the crack. They are hysterical. No one is more quick-witted. But they just got to go up to a woman, ask for the number, buy her a drink. It's the typical song and dance. They just need a little bit of a nudge to it.
See, she's on to our weak spot there. That's the one thing we're really bad at, the actual saying, you know, can I get your number, that kind of stuff. That we're notoriously bad at that.
I thought you were going to say, as they say in Ireland, any chance of a ride?
That you're moving way too fast. You're gone, you know, completely down the fast inner, you know,
it's
track.
It's not going to happen, there,
you know.
Track.
I have to say, when I heard that, she was saying there was sparks and Ali was saying a few nice lads. You know, that all sounds, and it's only then they're back. A few of you are saying, what if you can't run?
Well, if you can't run, you can come to the afters. And lots of people do that. They come totally dressed up or just in their normal work gear, or they're an active wear, so it looks like they went on the run.
So you can just go straight for the pizza and pint.
You could just go after it, because lots of people feel a bit self-conscious, or they're not runners. Perhaps they're into other sports like bowling or swimming or something. I met one of those who came to the afters.
You're not running. You've come to the afters and you're in black. Are you looking for love?
Love? No, I'd settle for a bit of company.
Company? You're just looking for a little bit of company, a bit of crack?
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't run, so I figured the first time I run shouldn't be on the day where I'm trying to meet lots of new people, and that would be a bit silly. So I'm not a runner, but I'd be happy if there was loads of events for like different kinds of activities, because I'm quite active, I'm just not a runner.
And what do you want in a partner?
I think honesty, directness, reliability, kindness, humour.
And you have hope that you might meet one of them today?
Maybe, you never know. But, you know, if not, then at least I might meet some nice new friends.
How do we get more men involved? I mean, the ladies are coming forward to come to events like this, but we need more men.
Well, I think that we need to direct that question to the men, because I believe there's a male loneliness epidemic and not a women's loneliness epidemic. So the women's tickets do go fast because women are organised and proactive. So let's see a bit of that from the boys.
So you're saying, boys, come forward. Come on these runs. Come on these date nights.
Yeah, we're here, you know.
That's very intriguing. The men are not...
Men are, Irish men are quite shy.
Because there is supposed to be a loneliness epidemic amongst us.
There is. And if men just came forward, and you heard that lady there, she was up for it. I think men just need to put their hands up and say, I'm available. But it takes courage.
Well, unless one of these ladies runs into their house, it looks like they're not going to meet them, you know, breaks a window and arrives. Have to put in a bit of effort here, lads.
Well,
bit of effort,
this
please.
This is it. You know, men just have to show up, and they can't even do that.
Excellent stuff. Henry, thank you very much for that. It's a singles run and party. That's what it's called, isn't it? How much is it, by the way?
Oh, it varies in price, but do check out yourfriendmyfriend.ie. It's competitively priced and it's affordable.
Okay, very good. Henry, thanks very much for that.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.